Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, good whatever, wherever you are in the world. Yes, say hello to you. Welcome to another episode of A Mouthful. I am one of your hosts, Asante Bokwana. I don't know why I always do my full name.
I don't, like, yeah, I was about to say, why did you like telling you? Everyone your last name?
Because it's going to be a very powerful name one day, and I just want you guys to remember it.
Wow, love that. Mm-hmm. I actually love that. That was such a good answer.
You're very welcome.
I'm here for it. And I'm your other host, Charity. What's up? I myself am going to be powerful as well. But
do you think it's going to happen after you change your maiden name? That made sense. That was good.
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. Actually, like, I think when I get married, professionally, I don't want to change my name. It's just like, I don't know. It just bothers me, just the fact that, like, all these years I've been going to school, my parents have been paying my fees as Charity Modikwa, and then now suddenly some man comes to give me a ring, and now they can take all their credit, and I was doctor. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That kind of, that bothers me a little bit. I'm like, no, you did not take me to school.
I even said this to someone. I said, my future partner has a couple of years left before he decides, I want to marry her. Because by the time we get married and people know me as Asante Bokwana, I'm going to have to hyphen that thing. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely going to have hyphenated. I think socially, I'll take my husband's name because I just like the idea of having one family name. I just think it's weird if my kids have a different last name for me.
Do you know what I'm trying to
say? Oh, you froze.
No! Yeah, but anyway, it is what it is. Anyway, so let's just get straight into the topic. Charity, tell the people what we want to talk about today.
So today, if the internet decides to cooperate, we want to talk about, and by that we mean we've been recording for the past, I want to say 20 minutes. 20 minutes and it's glitching or it freezes or there's noise. It's just a mess, but it's fine. We move. Yeah. This is what we have to do in this COVID-19. So today we want to talk about preferences. So like date, it's basically a dating topic, but talking about specifically about preferences and dating. The whole question of like, what's your type? What do you prefer? Mm-hmm. Are your preferences hindering you from meeting the love of your life? Are your preferences racist? Mm. Are your preferences fat phobic? Are they, you know, so many questions you want to ask and just talk about that whole thing, because I think it's really interesting. And there's a lot that can come out of that conversation. So I guess to start us off, I want to ask you, Asante, what's your type?
I ain't got no tape, bitch. I don't know, guys. I ain't got no type.
Is that true? That is not true.
Who said that?
I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, that's not true, guys. I already have a specific type, which is so weird.
Yeah.
Because growing up, okay, let me tell you what happened. So, turns out that I like dark-skinned men. that's what turns
out. Why are you making it seem like it's like, oh my God, like,
because I really,
they would say that.
When I was younger, like, I remember I used to be like, yeah, me and my light-skinned man are going to have our light-skinned babies. I think I was even in grade 9. And then my one friend pointed out, she was like, Asante, every guy you've liked has been dark-skinned. I was like, who said that? How do we know they're dark-skinned, you know? And then,
yeah.
And then I kind of looked back at my tracks and I was like, you're right. I did go to a predominantly white school as well. So from primary school, I think until grade 10. Grade 9, I had my first crush on this guy. Oh, he was a matric, beautiful, dark skin. You know what I'm trying to say? Then, but like, it wasn't a real serious crush. It was just like a good looking, like, I could go to the Metric Dance with you. He didn't ask me to be the Metric Dance date. It's none of my business. But like, I like white guys until my last crush, who was, I think, was from grade 9 to grade 11. I think I have very long-standing crushes, if that's one thing you mm-hmm. know about me.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, like I have a crush.
I am in like long-term relationships long, with my
literally,
crushes.
But yeah. They're not in the relationship with me. Myself and I. And then kind of left, and then like I was like, I love black men, honey. Like that's fire over there. Over there, that's fire. So yeah, and I've just been into them, I guess, from the jump, but I really didn't know. Yeah, that's my type, you know. Height for me isn't that big of a thing. It used to be a huge thing when I was younger. I used to be like, he needs to be 6 feet. Guys, 6 feet, they're tall. Like, they're hella tall. And I don't know if I would be breaking my neck like that every single time. Like, I'm not trying to hurt myself. I remember this one guy, I swear he was like 6 feet something, basketball player kind of height. Yo, my neck hurt the next day. I said, no, this is not my portion and I can't. So for me, my average height would be like, because I'm 5'4", I think I would need like a 5'8", 5'9", almost 6 foot, you know? But 6 foot is the like the largest I think I'll ever go. And then the so lowest.
Would you date someone who's 5'4"? Or 5'5"? Nah,
like 5'6", 5'6", 5'7". I think that's the lowest. Like, he mustn't be my height. But like, he can be like, you know, those vibes. But like, I don't have any height discrimination, guys. Like, shame. A lot of people.
I mean, you do.
I feel like I have my.
If you say you would date someone who's 5'5", and that's literally your height, I'm not asking you about short men. That's another story. And it's like, why don't you want to date short men? But we're not going to go into that.
No.
I'm asking you the bare minimum. Your height.
No. Bare minimum, at least 5'7". Or 5'6". But okay. I like not 5'4".
Do you think that's problematic?
No. Like, if he is 5'4", it's fine. Like, if I do like you and you happen to be 5'4", 5'5", whatever. Fine. I like you. You know what I... but if you're like 5'2", let's not get into that one. And you, Charity, what's your preference?
I don't have a type.
Liar!
Asante, I do not have a type. I do not have a type.
Liar.
What's my type? What is my type?
No, actually, you don't have a type. Guys that you actually... Well, I only know one guy that you've liked that you're in a relationship with now. But like, the previous guys that I know of, like, I don't think they look the same as him. Do you have a common denominator? Like, there has to be something common within these guys that you've liked about them. Like, for me,
I don't think so, to be honest. No, I think that I just like what I like. If I think you're attractive, I think you're attractive. I genuinely do not think I have a type. I genuinely can't think of like a type that I can say is my type. Even if I was to ask most of my friends, I don't think they'll say I have a type either. I don't think I have one.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at like the guys I've liked, and I think it's really varied, to be honest. Actually, I'm also somebody who grows to be attracted to people. So I might meet you and I might genuinely not be physically attracted to you. Like, I don't think you're attractive at all. But when I start liking your personality, I start being attracted to you. That's what I've noticed with a lot of people. That like, initially I'm like, nothing. I'm not like you're ugly, but like there's nothing special that I would have never looked twice at you. That's not very harsh, like, but it's
you
really
know
not.
That guy from the basketball team?
You have which to, one?
The main one, Charity.
What are you saying? Are you saying
your main one? No, I'm saying he's like, you look at
that him, one. You look at him 5 times.
You're like,
you can't just look.
There's no
you
way.
You can't just look twice. Know, you're like, there's like, no. Literally, there is no way this is. You are real.
You're like, what? Nah, that's God's favorite. The literally, whole family is God's favorite.
No, what, dude? There is no way a whole family looks like that. It's not real.
I remember I saw them in the mall the one time. I was by myself. I was in Nike. And I said, who are these fine black men coming in? Vancouver. The one thing about Vancouver is like, when you see black people, you have to be like, whoa, hi.
Who are you? If you see fine black people.
Fine black men. So they walk in, his whole family. And I said, who there? And then I'm like, oh, I know him. I let him be, like, and then he's like, oh, hi. And he's so sweet, James. Like, hi, how are you? And then he's all family. Just, woo, hi, guys. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, okay, so these people that are just, like,
attractive,
good looking, they are good looking, and you can't deny that. Yeah, so I'm attracted to people who don't necessarily catch my eye like that.
I'm the same. I have to lower my standards. I'm like, okay, you know what? For you, I can like you from far.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. I don't think I have a type per se. Okay. I'm just attracted to who I'm attracted to. But I've noticed a trend that a lot of guys I've dated, or a lot of guys I've like seen, were skinny guys.
Okay.
That's something I've noticed, but I wouldn't say it's my type.
That's something I actually want to get into, because it's, okay, yeah, well, okay. But that then is a type, Charity.
No, I don't look at them and say,
No.
I want you because...
Yes, obviously it's not like, I want you because you're skinny. No, that could turn into fetishization. Like, I like you because you're dark skinned.
Because
no, like,
you're...
You find yourself being attracted to someone who is, and you're just like, shucks, you're beautiful. Like, I just love dark skinned men. They're so...
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's go into
where
that.
Where do we draw the line between preferences and fetishization? Yeah, where is that line drawn?
Yeah, where is that line drawn? I don't know, man. I don't know if mine's a fetish or it's a preference, but it genuinely, I just love dark skin. I think for me, it's like I appreciate it more. I didn't appreciate it growing up. I literally was like, you know that thing of colorism? It was like, dark skinned men weren't as attractive as they are now. Like, they weren't appreciated or whatever, fetishized like they are now. But my preference didn't come from a fetish. It literally came from something that I didn't even notice that I liked. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I didn't notice that I was attracted to dark skinned men. I just found myself being attracted to them. And then now it's a big thing. So now sometimes I catch myself, because I'll be like, oh, that skin and melanin is beautiful. Just want to lick it. But then...
You see, then that's kind of bordering on fetishization. From what I understand, fetishes are really sexual. They're very sexually driven and very sexually motivated. That's what fetishes are usually are. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed is fetishes are usually very... They're very specific. So it's always like, people who have foot fetishes, there's this very weird and very strange fascination and excitement about one particular part of your body, and it kind of decentralizes and it's I don't know, it really it's very objectifying in that you're not really looking at the person as a person. Like, outside of the human being, that doesn't really matter to you.
Yeah.
Them as a human being is not really much of a basis of your attraction to them. It's literally just this one central thing that you're like, oh, I like this. And I think that's where fetishization becomes problematic. But I don't know if appreciation or just a liking of a specific thing is like, for example, I like very, very strange, but I feel like a lot of girls do this. What? I really like veins.
Ooh,
like veins on a guy's arms.
Yeah. I feel like that's a fetish. For example, my fetish used to be tall guys. That's a fetish. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to be like, ooh, it could be the ugliest tall guy, but
but just the fact that he's
yes.
So do you think
that was
okay? I think that's a good distinction as well.
Yeah,
where other things you wouldn't normally tolerate, you don't really care about them because they have the specific thing.
Me now, when I say a dark skinned man, like, everything else still comes into play. Like, is you respectful? Is you is you this? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's other things where it's like, for me, it came from a place of shucks, like, I haven't seen the appreciation of darker skin coming from a light skin perspective. And it was because of colorism, and because darker skin people weren't seen as beautiful. So now, even when I'm scrolling on Twitter, like, you'd see like people posing and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, you're so beautiful. Like, I hope you know you're beautiful, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come in a specific, like, if this man is dark skin, but he rude and this and this,
Hell no.
No, you could go. To the left, to the left. Here. Yeah, I'm glad we
came. Yeah, I also think like, I think fetishes, dark skin men. Fetishes are also very, they dwindle very quickly. They are not long lasting.
Exactly. You see,
I don't think you can sustain a long term relationship on the fetish.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
So I guess it also depends on like, what are you looking for?
Exactly. Like, even when I think now, when I told you, like, I used to be obsessed with tall guys. Now I'm just like, that's not, because that can't be the be all and end all in a relationship.
Because, yeah,
like, then you're going to disrespect me. I'm going to be okay with it because you're tall. Hell no.
Exactly. Imagine, like, what does the height give to you? What do the big boobs give to you? Like,
small waist and the big bum and this. What does that
exactly
give to you? You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
Is that going to raise your children?
Yes.
Is that going to build your home? Is that going to provide for your household, that height? Let me know.
Because I don't think that.
Yeah. So, I think that's a very important distinction. I think people should also be aware and really check themselves sometimes and really think, okay, am I starting to fetishize this specific
character?
Another thing that I've noticed, or I want to ask you, is I know a lot of people have, okay, firstly, we know that like big women have never been the standard of beauty. You know, are trying to get there, but we still aren't. We still aren't, and that's just the reality of it. But you do have guys who like big women.
Yeah.
Right. I think one thing I struggle with when a guy tells me, I like thick thighs. I like thick thighs. I like big bum, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always a bit worried about, okay, so am I a fetish to you?
Yes.
It's like, how do you know, you as a person, Asante, if you're seeing someone?
Yeah.
Because all this time we're talking about us personally, like, how do we see if we're fetishizing someone? But how do I notice if somebody I'm seeing is fetishizing me?
It's when they don't, for me, personality is a big thing. And also, I'm a very smart woman. So
tell them.
Yes, I'm very smart.
Let them know.
I'm wise. Like, I'm, you know, getting my education, getting that degree. Like, I'm smart and I'm funny, you know, like all these other things in me. But if every time we meet up, like, damn, that ass, or like, damn, that, where's your waist, or where's, you know what I'm trying to say? Then I'm like, is that all that you want from me? Because if it's all that you want from me, then we might as well.
Then it's a problem. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I want you to tell me that, like, yo, that ass. Tell me. I want you to let me know.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
Grab it.
Let me know. But if that's literally the only thing you ever speak about, or that's the only quality that you can ever speak highly of me about, then I think we have a problem.
Literally, I do think we have a problem. And I noticed that in one guy that I was talking to the one time. Mm. I don't know. Like, I realized that this nigga just here for the body. I don't think he really cares for anything else. Because, like, I'm just like, if I didn't have this, would you still want to talk to me? But it's obviously an insecurity that sort of rises, which is a different conversation. But, like, I'd rather have a guy who's like, I don't know, like, who actually enjoys my conversation and doesn't sexualize me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I agree.
I think any woman would want that, to be honest. Like,
I'm not a sexual object. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you,
do you feel? How do you know, or how do you have that this person is like just here for the body?
Is it here for the? Yeah, I think you can tell.
You can.
To be honest, you can tell. I remember.
Like, stupid things like, come over, we can't go out, let's come watch a movie at my house.
I was about to tell you my story.
Nah, nigga.
I met this one guy. Actually, I met these many guys on
this certain,
I think it was platform. Bumble. Yeah, okay. I think it was Bumble. I don't think it was Tinder. I think it was Bumble. Then we went on a date.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Starbucks on a date.
No, Tracy, that's not a date.
It was very...
It was coffee.
It's a date.
What is a date?
Asante,
you,
what is a date?
You are taking me out. We're going to a restaurant. It's an eventful day. Starbucks!
This is...
Landy, for my life, every day.
First,
This was our first time.
That is the setting of the bar of the standard. If your first date, Starbucks is like the date that we have between our lunch. Like, oh babe, I have an hour or 2 hours between my break. Do you want to go meet up for, you know, Starbucks? But
yeah,
for first date, Starbucks, yeah, Pamban, you're sick.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually really, like, I'm okay with a first date at Starbucks or a coffee shop. You. I just think it's a bit more chilled. It's not, there's not too much pressure. Like, if I don't like you, I'm not going to feel too, I don't know. I just don't want to, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on it. So I'm really cool with, like, coffee dates for the first date. So you went on a date.
Quotation Starbucks. Marks for some people.
Shut the fuck up. We went on our date and I don't know, it was just dry. Like, there was not, you know, the conversation was just like really dry, very whack. So for me, I was like, okay, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, of course, I guess sometimes people view the same scenarios differently.
Yeah.
Like, someone else is like, this is the best date of my life.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm like, this is not happening again.
Yeah.
But then he seemed to want to meet up again, but he did not want to meet up
in public.
In public, he wanted me to meet up at his house. And guys, first year charity was wild. I just want to live out there. And I just need to, like, if you are going through this or if you went through this, I went through it too. First year charity was just moving mad. I think I was just, I don't know. I just wanted
figuring
to
figure
things and figure it out. And I was just trying to figure myself out, to be honest, and seeing what am I about? Is this the life that I want to live? Whatever. Yeah, I was like, yeah, come over, whatever. And just the conversation was just very objectifying. The conversation was very like, oh, your body, oh, you're this, oh, you're that, oh, you're that. And I just felt, you know, you actually start feeling very, it's gross.
Yeah, men who
it's
don't
very
have game.
Disgusting.
Men who don't have game, it's so unattractive.
Yeah. There's a difference between you showing appreciation for my body, and telling me, oh, I really think you're attractive. I think you're beautiful. I think there's a difference between that and then actually just like treating me like a porn star.
Yeah.
Or speaking to me as though I'm a porn star. And I'm like, no.
No.
That's not what's up.
And yeah, also, you know, the thing also that got me as well is like, if you just wanna hook up, say it. Be like, yo, this
why
is what-
don't you say so?
Like,
let me know.
Let me know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, please just tell me.
And I'm not going
to
be mad. If anything, I'm going to be happy that you let me know. Like,
so then we can be on the same
smash.
Transparency.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll tell you, oh, I'm actually not trying to smash.
Yeah. Then we can end with
I actually am trying to, exactly. Let's just be transparent. I think it just makes it easier for everybody.
Yeah.
It just wastes less people's time. You wouldn't have wasted his fuel coming to my house just for me to tell him, no, sir. You wasted fuel. We could have talked about this at Starbucks, and that's all what I'm trying to do. So yeah,
naive,
you can tell.
I was naive in first year when like guys used to be like, oh, just come over and chill. I'd be like, dead ass coming to chill, but I'd bring my friend.
Are you
like,
serious?
Let's go chill.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah, like,
no, I knew like come and chill doesn't just mean come and chill.
Usually when it was just the two of us, I was like, why in the fuck is it just us two? But then I'm like, homie, friend, oh my gosh, you're funny, and I'll take someone or whatever. Ugh, the first year. Oh my gosh, first year trauma.
That's
a podcast.
No, we need to have an episode of just first year tired. You know, I think about it, my cringe. I can't even tell people about my escapades first year because I was just, I was moving mad in these streets. Yeah, but it's okay. Do you think, I have another question to ask you around this whole preferences thing. Do you think preferences are limiting our homegirls? Like, do you think our homegirls, I feel like my girls are not meeting the loves of their lives because they just have way too many like requirements.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be 6'2". He needs to be this. He needs to be that. He needs to be that. Do you think we're limiting ourselves by focusing on such trivial and very superficial qualities from people? Of course, I'm not talking about like preferences. I think if we have standards, for example, I did a poll on my, like a pretty lengthy question thing and poll on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And I was actually quite pleased to see, because I was asking people like, do you have a type? What's your type? Whatever. And quite a few answers for people's types were like personality based. So like kind, yeah. sensitive, God-fearing, Christian, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine, because when you're building a relationship, you're going to be building it on morals and these values.
100%.
You're not going to be building it on big bums. Of course, that is good to be. I think it's important to be sexually attracted to the person you're with. You're not going to be building a life with dark skin. Exactly. So, of course, I'm not really talking about the personality things that are like very, very pivotal. Like, come on, you need to be a good person. Mm. But I'm talking about the people that like, he needs to be 6'2". He needs to work in corporate. He needs to have a beard that connects. He needs to have legs that are this. He needs to go to the gym 3 times a week. He needs, you know what I'm saying? Do you think, because I think a lot of girls are like that. Do you think that's limiting my homegirls from finding the loves of their lives?
Yes and no. Okay, let me say no first, because I believe, like, I've had these standards in my life. And yes, I'm still single. I don't care. But the reason I do have these standards is because I want a certain future for me and my kids. And just, like, I just want, you know, this is, like, something I feel like I deserve and I want it. Like, I want that kind of lifestyle for myself. Like, for example, like, I want an ambitious man, someone who's kind, patient, all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But obviously, you know, sometimes people go, yeah, I made this list, but like, obviously God can't fulfill those lists. I'm like, you know what? If you've prayed about it and you've been obedient to God and you've asked God to help you write this list as well, I think he's not only not just going to like tick off all those things on your list, but he's going to add more things than you ever thought you even wanted. Like, my one friend, she's married now, and she even said that her partner, she was everything that she prayed for in her future husband and more, which I was like, oh shucks, okay. So for me, no, because you will get what you desire. Like, the desires of your heart are there for a reason. But then some people don't end up getting it because they settle, and I think settling leads to people not getting what they would like or whatever. But also, it's also that question is, as much as you want that person in your partner, like that specific kind of person, are you that person for them? Mm. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we have this list for our future partner, but have we made a list for what kind of future partner we want to be for our partner? You can't expect them to, because I realized that a while ago. I was like, wow, Lord, like, I'm praying for this type of husband, but like, I want to be the wife my husband's praying for. So help me, cultivate me to be that type of wife, or cultivate me to be that type of woman that my husband's praying for. And this is the type of husband I'm praying for. Because imagine now I do get a gem and I'm now freaking rock, you know? So,
yeah.
But then also then, no. Wait, did I say no for? Okay, so yes, because guys, some people's lists really be like, be serious. Let's be serious, okay? If he isn't 6 foot, but he has everything else, he has the personality, the everything, but, and you're attracted to him, but just because he's not 6 foot, you can't do it. Come on. You're attracted to him. He has all the qualities. Guys, personality goes a long way. I'm so sorry. Imagine, I was actually talking to my friend, my roommate, about this the other day. I was like, imagine the reason why this guy isn't beautiful, because this is a nice, attractive guy, but the reason he isn't beautiful in our eyes is because of his personality, because he has pride, because of this. Imagine your personality being the reason you're ugly. It's like,
that's worse than being ugly because your face is ugly.
Exactly, because your face, you could be still beautiful in your person's eyes because of your personality, but now you're ugly. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's reverse. And I'm like, I'd rather, like, and I was like you, even growing up, like, I literally was that kind of person who liked people because of their personality. I was like, oh wow. And then they became attractive and I was like, oh, you cute.
Yeah, you're cute. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. When you get to know the person. But yeah, two, yes and no. But like, people, I'm not saying settle for the fact that he's, but 6 foot is such a stupid thing. Like, it's so like, he's someone
that's
good. Okay, just think of it like
that's
that.
That's why I didn't necessarily agree with the first thing you said when you were saying like, if there's something that you've prayed for, like if you prayed and like, God, this is what I want, whatever, he'll give it to you. Because I think sometimes that's not what you need. You might want it, because I think there's a lot of things that we desire and a lot of things that we want, but they're not necessarily what God knows we actually need.
Yeah.
And again, that's not, God would never compromise on important things. Like, I want a godly man. Mm. I want a man who is kind. I want a man who is loyal. God is never going to tell you that, no, you need a man who will actually cheat on you. Like,
true. That's why I said that you know, need to be like, you need to pray about, you need to ask God to help you, because you can't, because then he'll open your eyes. Like, I've even, for, I don't know, like, you know, lists, I have the specific list, which is back home, but like, for me, it's like, height used to be a thing, but I didn't write it down on my list. So it slowly over my life, in my journey, it hasn't been a thing, which was probably not even on my list anymore, because I literally, I was like, these are the most important things for me. You need to,
yeah,
like, these are things I will not compromise on.
Exactly. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he'll cheat on you with his personality. Like, it's his personality that, like, leads him to cheat on you.
Exactly.
Not his dark skin. Like,
not
I need to emphasize that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to, it's important, again, to be attracted to the person you're with. I'm not saying go be with somebody, because I feel like it's even hard to connect with someone you find absolutely revolting. You know, it's very hard to even, that's very harsh, but it's very hard to even connect with a person like that.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm not saying Kuti, you know, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying, let's not put too much focus on, like, such very trivial things.
Yeah.
Very things that fade, things that go away, things that can be changed.
Yeah.
It's very easy to go and change your skin color. There's so much bleaching out. Like, there's so,
literally,
like, it's easy to change your physical, but it's not necessarily easy to change what is inside. If you're a terrible person, trust me, it's not going, you can't change it like that.
Dude, what's that thing? Learning something is easier than unlearning something. So if you end up being with someone who's consistent and who's grown up like this, spoiled and all these things, now he's 30 years old and you guys are dating and he's used to that life. Now you have to be like, listen, you need to learn how to share. And he's like, but that's not my portion, ma'am. You know?
Exactly. Okay, so I want to talk now about, like, racial preferences. And are those racist? Are those okay? Are they...
Black people can't be racist. We can be racially prejudiced, but we can't be racist. And that's
okay. You just wanted to put that out there.
I just know, because it's like, are those racist? Like, is that a racist thing to say? Like, because I'm about to say something and it may sound racist, but because I'm black, it's not.
It's not racist. So, okay, Santi, I don't know if you're frozen, freezing, when you were saying that, like, black people can't be racist.
Yeah. Black, but they can't.
They can't. No, black people cannot be racist.
Not even
because
they.
Racism is rooted in power.
Yeah.
And black people do not have that power. Therefore, we cannot be racist. Go fight with your grandmother if you don't agree.
Please. But if you also want to have a conversation, we can talk. Because I educated myself, so...
Come over.
I have some facts to say. Yeah, come through.
Come over. Let's have a conversation. But, okay, so if Asante, would you ever date a white man?
You know, if you had asked me this if I was 13 or 12, I said, hell yeah. Now, no.
Why?
Just because I don't want to have to explain myself to a white man. Some people do end up marrying white men, and some black women end up marrying white men. But I've realized, and maybe this is just me, I'd honestly rather marry a black man just for the reason of it. It's my preference, and I feel like we would relate to each other more. Like, I could talk to him in my language, like my mother tongue, you know? Even though we might not speak the same language, he still will know what I'm saying because we're from the same country or whatever. But like, if I swear to a white man in my language, I don't think
you see. I hear you. I think, because I actually asked a question on my Instagram and I said, is there a race that you would never date? And 43% of people said yes, and the rest, 57%, said no. And a lot of people who said no, actually, what was the question? The question is, there a race you'd never date?
Mm-hmm.
All of the people who said yes are all black.
But then again, most of my following is black.
Black, yeah.
You know, so that doesn't mean anything. So 43% of people said, yes, there's a race that they wouldn't date. And I'm just assuming, this is me making assumptions, I could be wrong, that is probably black people saying they wouldn't date a white man.
Mm.
And then I asked, can a racial dating preference ever not be racist? And 68% people said, yes, that is, you can have a racial preference and it's actually not racist. It's just a whatever. And 32% of people said no. And then I asked, when is a racial preference not racist? And some of the responses were saying, when people of one race prefer to date people of their own race. So you're just saying, I like dating people of my own race. You're not saying, I can date white women, I can date black women, I can date Latino women, but I can't date Asian women.
Oh,
when you're saying that, that's racist. But if you're just saying I only date within my race, or I prefer to date within my race, basically this is what this person is saying, like, that's not racist. And then another person is saying it's not racist when it's about cultural clash, which I think is very valid. And it's basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
That if it's, it has nothing to do with the fact that you are white.
Yeah.
It's literally just because we cannot relate culturally. We might not have the same values. We don't grow up the same. It's just hard to relate. You don't understand my experiences.
Yeah.
I can't understand yours. It's just like clash. What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah.
I think that's valid and that's fair. And yeah, so some of the answers, when it's because of relatability and more likely to have similar interests. One person though said, for me, prejudice against anyone based on race is somewhat racist. I don't think so. I think especially
your statement is irrelevant. Don't want your opinion. Next.
No, joking, guys. When I ask these questions, please respond.
Yeah.
it's really good to hear what's going on in people. We're just joking. It's good to hear what's going on in people's minds.
Yeah.
But like most of them was basically saying, like, oh, there's one that I didn't really like that bothered me. I wanted to block her. But she said, when the other race have dominantly small dicks. And I was like, when I saw it, my mouth gaped. I was like, what?
Scary.
Very scary. I was like, is it to block you?
So what are you trying to tell me? Is like, you'd have to be like, I know your race just have these small and penny.
Small dicks. Imagine. That is not okay. When I saw that, like, I was like, okay. Asante, if a white person say to you, if a white man say to you, I only date white girls, would you look at that white man as, you know, you're racist? Or, because I know personally, I'm not going to lie, if a white man told me I only date white girls, or if a white girl said I only date white guys, to me, that's problematic. I'm not going to lie. Then I'll be like, I don't know, because it just feels
racist.
It doesn't feel anything than racist.
Yeah.
It's like, why? I don't know if that's me being biased and being hypocritical, but I genuinely don't understand why I feel like that. But I feel like I think it's because white people are not oppressed. White people have not been oppressed by black people.
Yeah.
So they have no reason to not, you know, it's not like there's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've never been oppressed by these people. So why do you not want to date them?
Yeah.
And there's been so many negative stereotypes that you people have reinforced time and time. You're created and, you know, been reinforcing for decades.
Yeah.
So for you to then not want to date a specific race or just want to date within your own race, to me, that feels like you still believe or you're still reinforcing those stereotypes.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's a black person saying I only date black people, I think the black experience is so much different. It's really different. We have faced so much oppression. We have faced so much discrimination. We have so many stereotypes that are against us that are very harmful, that I think it's fair to not want to date outside of your race because there's so much trauma there.
Yeah.
There's so much trauma. But as a white person, what trauma do you have?
I understand like, that.
Please balance me.
I hear you, but then it's also that thing that's like, now it's a double standard. Like, you're saying that person's racist for nothing. Because I remember like in high school or whatever, someone said, oh no, I'd never date a black man, but I can be friends with you guys, but I'd never date you guys. And it's like, okay.
No, that's not okay.
But it's like,
you see, that's even worse.
Yeah.
That's even worse than saying I only date within my race.
For me, when you say only date within my race, that's actually better than saying I would never date a black man, because now you have othered them. You have basically singled out a specific race. So that's my problem with it. It's racist. Like, there's no other explanation to me of why a white man would say I can't date a black girl. So a white girl says I can't date a black man. That can only be racist.
I honestly, right now growing up, I'm like, I don't care if you don't want to date us. Like, I don't care. You're not the only race out there. Like, there's so many other races. And also, school for me was, like, now that I'm where I'm at, I'm like, wow, high school and primary school was such a small part of my life. I literally thought it was the end all of everything. Like, I was like, this is the only guys I'll ever meet in my life. You grow up and you leave and you're like, yo, there's so many people in this world that honestly, if that race, if a guy in your class or whatever says, I'm not going to date black woman, then in that moment, you're like, that's so rude. Like, and then you're like, oh my gosh, no one's ever going to like us. You leave and you realize, like, homie, that was some one person's opinion, you know? Like, now I'm like, if any of my white friends, and I really have actually not that many, if they go, oh no, like, I just would rather date in my race, I'm like, okay, that's your business. Like,
cool.
I'm rather dating my race as well, because it's just easier. And not even just easier, it's just I don't have to explain myself to someone. Dude, I don't have to explain to him, like, yo, need to do my hair again. And yes, it's going to be bloody expensive. It is what it is. And when we have daughters, I have to be like, we have to pay for their hair. They need to go do it like every other 2 weeks or something like that. Be like, why? Just wash it here at home. If you don't, just give me the goddamn money. But it's also that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you're just like, okay. But if you keep on going, it's then the tone in which you say it. If there's that little disrespect and that little downgrading and degrading, rather, of the specific race, then we will have a problem.
Mm.
Then I will have a problem with you. Because I'm like, you can prefer to date your race within your race. That's your business. But don't go and...
That's your racist business.
Yeah, don't go disrespect another race. Because, like, I'm not saying, oh, I only date black men because freaking hell, white men are just da da da. No. I said I'd rather prefer to date black men within my race because of these reasons. It had nothing to do with negative perspectives of a white person. Do you know what I'm trying to say? When you start doing that shit, that's...
Yeah.
That's my preference.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but that's just all that I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's just me. But you, would you... You know what? That's a no, man.
I would. I would date a white man. Honestly, I think I was thinking about it the other day when I was just thinking about this whole topic. And I was like, I think I actually am open to dating a white man.
Really?
Only that. I am. Only that I was thinking it could be a bit cheeky. Because I make a lot of comments.
Yeah, that's...
It'll get a little awkward. I feel like it'll get a little bit awkward. Because... sometimes I just get very frustrated, rightfully so. And I make comments. And I think that can get very awkward, especially if somebody's really like, they take it too personal.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, when I make like generalized comments, I'm not saying like, because I have a lot of white friends. Maybe not a lot, but I definitely have, I was going to say I have more than you, but I don't think so. I think you have more white friends than I do.
Yeah.
But I do, yeah, no, you do. You do.
I'm so sorry if I'm forgetting you right now in this moment.
But when I think you have a lot of, you're like not
like five.
Which is a lot. Also, I don't have a lot of friends. So that's also another thing. So five to you is like not much. Whereas like five to me, I'm like, I only have seven friends though. So five is a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think I proportionally have a lot of white friends.
Yeah.
And I make sure all my white friends are not racist. If they're racist, we bye. Peace out. You know? So when I make comments, it's never to you. Literally, exactly. I can make comments about white people and my frustrations with white people and still go for lunch with my white friend the following day, knowing I have absolutely no issue with her.
I need my boyfriend to be aware of that. Like, I need my boyfriend to be aware of the fact that
I don't think he's gonna be okay with it though. Like, even though he's aware of it, he's not gonna be okay. It's like him. It's okay. For example, if we weren't oppressed, we can't see a life like that. It's happened. Whatever. Right. Sharp. Homes ever. Imagine now your white boyfriend. When something like on the news happened where Amy Camp Copper made like this thing of like, oh, there's this black African-American man, and you guys are watching the news together. And he goes, oh, but that makes sense because, you know, the history of black men. Are you just going to sit there and be like, yeah, okay. It's just, but even though he has black friends, he doesn't
know first black men. Listen, my white boyfriend would never say things like that. My white boyfriend would never say anything like that. Let's start there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have the audacity to say anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, I think there are white men like that who would not be too, like, personally attacked if they're aware and if they're, like, very, like, if they're self-aware. Because I feel like even with, I think these guys guys with girlfriends who are constantly, like, men, I hate men, men are trash, whatever, and they get it.
Yeah.
They don't go home to cry and be like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend said men are trash.
Yeah.
Because they get like, no, actually men are actually quite problematic. Men are actually hurting our women. Men are actually killing women.
Okay.
So he's not going to feel personally attacked.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might be harder to find white men like that simply because I think white people have a lot of victim mentality, but I think they are there. There are white men like that who would be able to dissociate from the fact that I'm like,
okay, Shab, you guys are racist. Dating. You guys get engaged, get married. Now your kids are half of that race. You can't, they need to fall in love with that race because their grandparents, the half side of their grandparents are white. You know, they need to respect that race as well because that's half of them. You know, you can't decide.
No, but you can respect a race. No, I don't think they need to respect whiteness. Because whiteness is a problem. The concept of whiteness is problematic. But you married a
white person.
No, I'm not saying white. No, listen, I'm not saying white people are problems.
Yeah.
I'm saying the concept of whiteness, that's a problem. And they're different things. I think I would want my kids to grow up knowing and being aware of the fact that, like, there's a lot of problem with whiteness and that whole concept and that whole idea. Not that there's something wrong with you because you are half white or there's anything wrong with your father because he is white. No, but there's a lot of things that are wrong with this, you know, what I don't like saying they're people because it's very oppressive.
Yeah.
But like white people can't be oppressed. So anyway, I think it's a very, I don't think it's an easy concept to grasp and to be able to understand, but it is understandable and graspable.
Yeah.
To be able to recognize that, just like white men, some men are able to recognize that, no, men are actually trash, hey? But I'm going to be the change. I'm trying to do whatever. It's the same thing. I feel like it's the same concept that needs to be applied. It's only that, like, I feel like white people tend to be really rigid and not wanting to,
I don't know,
deconstruct these things. So I would be able to marry a white man, but I just realize that, like, it's a lot of work. And I don't know if that's something I want to, I don't dream of labor. So
that's also literally
I
was like, listen, I wouldn't mind, however it's just a lot of work and I just don't want
to do it.
So I'd rather not, honestly, because for me, I'm like, do I have white guy friends? I have white guy acquaintances.
I don't have acquaintances,
but it's just the thing of like, I wouldn't, because it's not just him. For example, okay, say for instance he was woke, you know, educated, all these things. But then it's now he's family. What if some sides of his family are racist and then you're coming for like dinner and it's just all these things that I'm just like, I honestly, I'm so zengwazi, like I can't, but like I love my white brothers and sisters. Shout out.
I hear you.
But no.
Love you.
love you but no.
Yeah, no, I'm open to it. Like if I fell in love with somebody who's great, absolutely. But it's just not ideal because it's a lot of work. But wow. Okay, imagine so if I white men aside,
a white,
that would be funny.
White man from a nice,
that would be very funny. From like a white man. Like imagine if you like from Europe.
from
Norway.
Wow, or like
Denmark,
Ireland.
Imagine. Wow. That is actually, that'd be such a plot twist. I can't wait.
That'd be so funny. That'd be
such a plot twist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's, with this whole, in line with this whole race thing, I want to talk. This one gets me heated.
All right.
This one really grates my gears. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about black men who do not like dating black women.
That's just weird.
I want to talk about that because I don't get it. I really don't appreciate it. It's very funny. Like, I noticed, especially when I went to Canada, mm-hmm. That's when I realized that, like, black men aren't dating, or at least black boys aren't dating black girls.
Let me not even tell.
It's just, like, not a thing. Like, I think, a lot of my black girlfriends are single, and they've been single.
But they've been single. They've been struggling out here in these streets. Also, we're in the like part of the most whitest part of Canada. Like, we're not in the country.
No, we're not.
We're really not. We're not, but we also though. Are. Like Toronto.
There's a lot of.
I feel like if we were in Toronto, it'd be a different story. I think some of us would have been within relationships. Like, there's a lot of black people there.
I mean, I think I'll believe it when I see it. Because I think there's a lot of black people in Vancouver, but they're just not dating black women. And I want to understand it. Because a lot of my black girlfriends are single, but a lot of my black guy friends aren't. A lot of my black guy friends aren't, and they're dating white women or light-skinned women. And I think that's important to deconstruct and try to understand. And I want to give a little, like,
shine some light in here.
Like a, not an example, but okay, little contrast.
Okay.
When I was in Vancouver, when I was in Canada, joined Tinder several times. I've been on that.
She said not once, not twice,
not your twice. Honor.
Not three times, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. Ten.
Several times. Nah, I've been. So I'll, like, I don't know. I get on Tinder, I get bored, I leave, then I come back, and then I, whatever. So I've been on Tinder a lot of times. And mm-hmm. I've been on Bumble as well, which is another dating app. And I've also been on Tinder in Zim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the difference is startling. Just the amount of matches that I get on Zim Tinder is extraordinary. Like, it's matches upon matches upon matches. Like, the dating pool is insane.
So sad. Listen, I'm as popular.
Options are so many, literally. Then there's Canada. And firstly, when I say match, it means I like them back, by the way. Yeah. I'm not saying people who swipe right on me. I'm saying people that I swipe right on as well. And also, like, I'm also attracted to them and they're attracted to me back.
Yeah.
In Zim, I had a lot of those. In Canada, not as much.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I'm not getting as many matches as I'm doing in Zim. And I was like, I wonder why. And I was like, okay, it doesn't make sense to me because
you're,
I don't,
what's Zimbabwean look?
It's not like I look Zimbabwean. You don't see me, I'm like, oh, she looks Zimbabwean.
Yeah.
So whatever. The only thing that's really blatant is that I am black.
Yeah.
That is, I'm a black woman. That is the only thing that is actually really blatant out there.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so what does that mean? Why are these Canadian, even these Canadian black men, why are they not looking for black women? Yeah. Why are they not trying? And you've seen, there's so much. I've spoken to some guys and they will say things like, well, black women, you black girls are so different. And the black woman bashing is disgusting. It's disgusting. And basically, yeah, they hate black women. It bothers me. It really, truly bothers me because I'm like, what's happening? Even look at, like, athletes in the NFL, the NHL, 3/4 of them are married to white women.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me there's something. It's not just about being like, oh, I just happened to fall in love with a white woman. Mm. That's not it. We know that people view white women or light-skinned women as trophies. Mm. It's a symbol of wealth. It's a symbol of having made it. Like, once you bag yourself a white woman, it's like, yeah, no, man, I've made it. And I saw this Instagram page that was basically talking about this. And they were saying black women are often like stepping stools for black men.
Mm-hmm.
So they will use us when they're struggling and poor and need somebody to be a ride or die, somebody to push them, somebody to be there for them, someone it's black women. That's who they run to. And then once they've succeeded, now they need something that also, I guess, aligns with wealth, because Black yeah. women are often associated with poverty and struggling and suffering. That's so now they try to look for white women and a light-skinned woman as a trophy. And that's not okay. Like, I'm tired of Black women having to bear the brunt of being these emotional healers. For like, yeah. we are the ones who have to take all the broken Black men.
Yeah.
And once they're fixed, then they go and they go. So we are prepping Black men for white women or for yeah. light-skinned women.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. Like, it's, I'm That's, sorry, I'm going on a tangent. I'm just...
Okay. My thing, that's so funny. I was watching an episode of Insecure. First of all, if you haven't watched Insecure, go get on that thing. That thing's fantastic. And it was... So there's this girl, her name's Issa. Well, Issa Rae, but in the movie, her name's Issa as well. She dated this guy, Lawrence. And then, I'm so sorry, there's spoilers here. But anyway, long story short, he was broke for a while, like, and he didn't have a job. And they were still together, And then they broke up and he started get like, as they were breaking up, he got this job. And basically he started... you know, and then he got another girlfriend. And then she was talking about like, Issa was like, she's happy for Lawrence, but it's sad that she didn't get the successful Lawrence and she had to get the hardworking Lawrence.
Yeah.
She had to get the Lawrence that was on the couch or home the whole day, like not working. But his next partner, which was obviously, it was Black, because I think Insecure, which I love, is based on Black actors and actresses, which is amazing. She got the successful Lawrence, the Lawrence who had a job, the Lawrence who had an apartment, you know, all these things.
And yeah.
And also I also saw a tweet, something like that, about someone tweeted, Kanye needs to leave Kim K and find himself a loving Black woman. And then someone Black women should stop.
No.
The cures of Black men.
Yeah.
And then when he's happy again,
we're not hospitals for broken Black men.
Exactly.
Like, I want to be appreciated. He goes back to his white trophy wife. It doesn't, I hate that narrative. And I've noticed that, like what I was saying with the whole difference between Zim and Canada. I know for me, when you're looking at I was going to say there's cultural differences, but no, that's not it. Because when you're looking at a profile on Tinder, there's nothing there that's telling you about my cultural background, about whatever. You are just seeing a picture of me and my name and my age.
Yeah.
That is all you're seeing there. So you can't tell me that is anything rather than racially motivated. And it's interesting to have that like dichotomy of desirability when you're in Black spaces, but when you're in majority white spaces, you're now undesirable. It's interesting, for lack of a better word. And Black men are usually the perpetrators of that. They are the ones that are, because we know what white men think about us. Of course, there are white men that find Black women attractive. Some of it is fetishization, but some of it is genuine. Like they genuinely don't mind dating any race, whatever, that's fine. But overall, we knew what white people think about us. So I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered when somebody tells me, like, when a white man doesn't want to date me. But when it stings different, when it's like your fellow brothers, in quotation marks, fellow Black men who are not interested in you whatsoever, simply because you are, you know. And I think it also aligns with, I guess, society and how, because beauty standards are built on whiteness.
Yeah.
So like the beauty standards that we have.
European features.
Europe, exactly. Like what we've grown up seeing, it's always like the slender. Of course, it's changing now where, you know, it's like slim waist, thick thighs, fat ass. But also that sounds like a fetish. But in general, just what beauty.
High key fetish.
What beauty has always been close to whiteness. So I think I don't know if I should say it makes sense that Black men would want to be with white women because that's how they've been socialized. But I'm thinking, so how come Black women don't have that same dilemma? Like, we're not looking or checking for white men. We still want our Black kings. I don't understand the discord there. Like, why is it that we are more open to dating Black men when they aren't? I don't get it.
To a certain extent, like, I a guy that I used to be friends with. I was like, yeah, why do, when I come here, you guys be dating white girls? They're like, listen, when they go back home to them, they have to grind hard to get a woman. Like they say, like black women, like you have to actually graft, you know. If you know what grafting means, it usually means like you have to like work hard to get them or whatever. Where they like here, the girls fall all over them. Like they don't have to do much. They're like, it's kind of less work for them than it is for back home. I'm like, okay, sure. But like, are we not worth the work? That's a different topic. But at the same time, it's that thing of like, and I've said this, I think before, I was like, right now, I don't think they're looking for something serious. And maybe some of them do end up being something serious and that's their business. But at the same time, it's that thing of like, if they're not looking for something serious, I'd rather them play around elsewhere than to play around with my heart and I get hurt, personally speaking. And also, there's different circles. Like, I get that thing of like, why aren't we still like, oh, okay, fine, we'll go out for like white men. I'm like, because we're not white men, some white men's type, you know, like we're not that, like, I know a lot of...
See, it's such a losing game. Because yeah, the white men don't want us, the black men don't want us. And that bothers me. That bothers me because it's not okay. Because black women are the ones that are really like suffering out in these dating streets. Like they're the ones. And I think what you're saying, I hear what you're saying about like how some guys have said, Kuti, women back home are harder to work for. I get that. But I also think it's also kind of reinforcing the whole straight stereotype of black women.
Yeah.
Where we know there's that stereotype of like, we're hardcore, we're hypersexual, whatever. I think it's such a disservice. So as black women, we're up against like so many stereotypes. And I think they do two things to black women. Firstly, they limit our pool of dating, of like, at least of people who want to date us, because they're like, oh no, black women are angry, black women are this. And another disservice that it does to us, this whole stereotype thing, is I think a lot of black women are working so hard or constantly trying to prove themselves, or constantly trying to be the different black woman. So like, actually I'm not angry, actually I'm classy, actually I'm quiet, actually I'm this, you know, which is a disservice, because black women are not being authentically themselves because you're trying to, you know, trying to whatever. And I think I think black women approach dating from a place of scarcity, where like, I think we spoke about this earlier and I was like, oh, I actually wanted to say something about that. And that I think we are so aware of the fact that we are not desirable, in quotation marks, that already just even before we have internalized that. So before we even, we start getting to the dating pool, we've already told ourselves that we actually don't have many options.
Yeah.
So I think I feel like a lot of, I don't know. It's just a feeling. I don't have any statistics, but I feel like a lot of black women are settling. A lot of black women are not like reaching their full potential when it comes to the dating scene, simply because you're like coming from a place of scarcity where you're like, there's not much out there.
For me, I feel like it's in the opposite, funny enough. I feel like because we know our worth and we know what we want, it doesn't make us settle for nonsense. Like, I feel like what I love about black women is that we don't take any crap. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yes, there'll be those few who settle in marriages that aren't right for them and whatever. But I've known and seen a lot more stronger black women who've left nonsense men. And not settle for that and step away from that rather than having to be in a relationship where you're miserable. And you know, I think this is even a story for, I think, more of women in general, because this is obviously from our perspective as black women. There's a different narrative for white women, you know, what they may be going through. We see, for example, and I also get frustrated by this, one time, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. I was talking to this one guy, and it's embarrassing because there's something else to the story, but I'm not gonna say it. Okay, we were at the club, whatever. A couple of drinks were in, and he has a girlfriend and Caucasian, and I was just like, okay, and this guy's so beautiful. He's from Nigeria. Because I'm telling you so much information that's unnecessary. But anyway, so we were just talking, and it's kind of that thing for me that's like, I get frustrated because I'm like, wow, like, you know, I feel like we could get to know each other in a different way. But also at the same time, it's like,
like, why should we take away from that woman? You know, like, mm-hmm. why should we take away the potential of her also getting to know him on a different level? Like, I think in a perspective as Black women, we should also look from it. And obviously this is my optimistic side speaking. And a lot of people say, no, you're too optimistic and all these things. But I'm like, maybe they're supposed to be together because he feels like he can relate to this woman better than he can relate to me. And that's his personal business. Maybe he didn't have a good relationship with his mom or his aunties or Black women in general. And this is where he feels as if he can be someone different and not judged and whatever. Because the thing about, and I, what one thing I definitely, I love a lot of things about Black women, guys. We're so great. But the one thing that I really do is we're very honest. And I think sometimes we hurt people's feelings, especially guys, when we're just like, okay, like, no, like, can you please just, you know, kind of buck up, because we've grown in this, in Black culture, where it's like, yo, get over it, let's keep it moving. Where in other cultures, they're more sensitive to stuff like that. You know, they're more like, for example, like mental health and all these other things. Our race is still behind on that because we have other things we're still struggling with. You know what I'm trying to say? Which is oppression, all these other things that come with being Black. And now we're starting to learn about mental illness and all these other things that come into play, which we patient with each other as a race, because it's like, we are not, we're in a different generational standard than white people, because we still have to deal with the trauma that our grandparents, our mothers, mothers and fathers are still dealing with the way they grew up. We still have to break generational cycles. We still have to break, you know, all these other things. And we always, for us, I feel like we compare a lot, but we can't compare because it's like we're in different lanes and on a different race. And I don't mean like as in race, as in like color, but different race as in like race, like running, with compared to, for example, white people. White people, like you were talking about oppression right now, like 2 seconds ago. And I'm like, okay, we have to get from economics problems, social issues, all these other things that Black people have to go through, you know? I don't know. I'm just like, we need to, like, understand we're, like you're saying, our dating pool is very scarce. But I don't feel like it is. I don't know. I'm a different person. I'm like, okay, it sucks that you don't like me or you're not attracted to me or you don't want to date me and you're dating a white girl, whatever. But it's not the end of the world because back home, bro, they're appreciating of me. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, like, but also realize that I hear what you're saying, yeah. But I think, I don't know. I think it is an issue that I've noticed, at least like whilst I've been like reading, trying to just understand more on this whole topic and whatever, this whole conversation,
yeah.
That for us, I think, cause we're still, I don't want to sound like I'm like, oh, at a certain age, that's not what I'm saying. I don't feel like at a certain age you should have a boyfriend or whatever. Yeah. But from what I'm noticing, a lot of, when I was reading a lot of these things, there's a lot of older women that were basically saying like they're at a point where they would want, at least the ones that want, let me say that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some women who genuinely want that. And, you know, and you're saying, no, it's very, it's scarce. It's scarce, scarce, whatever, however you pronounce it. Compared, like it's significantly like smaller. That pool is definitely smaller and it does affect them and it does affect the way they navigate the dating scene, especially if it's important to them at that point in their lives. And I think also we also need to recognize the fact that like we happen to be living in two different worlds. Like we live in our African context that we've grown up on, which has its own problems. But then we have women who are Black women who live and their home is Canada. Their home is America. Their home is UK. That's the only pool they have. Yeah. They don't have the opportunity or the privilege to be like, actually, no, but guys back home appreciate me and like me because that's your home and they don't appreciate them and like them, you know, which I assume is very frustrating to have to deal with that misogynoir. So like from such a young age, I recently learned about misogynoir. Went and read about it. I was like, okay. Education, love to see it. So basically misogynoir is like a mix of misogyny and racism.
Okay.
That's perpetuated on Black women. It's like it's very, very specific to Black women because that whole experience is completely different from like the white experience with the misogyny.
It's very, very different. So yeah, from reading a lot of like testimonials in quotation marks, I don't want to make it sound like it's that deep, like dating is that deep.
Yeah.
Because there's bigger things in life. But like a lot of the testimonials I saw are basically like Black women who are saying like, it's tough out here and it's not okay. And people are genuinely really frustrated and very, I don't want to say disheartened, but disheartened because Black, especially in America, I was reading something and someone was saying, Kuti, in America, not only are white men not checking for them, Black men are not checking for them. And also there's also just the high incarceration rates. A lot of Black men are in jail.
A lot of Black men, you know, that's an actual thing that they did on purpose to kind of, I read upon, I don't know if you told me or someone told me or I read it, that they actually are putting more Black men in prisons just so that they can decrease. Oh, I watched it. Wow.
I was like, I didn't tell you that.
Yes. I like kind of, slow down because Black people started reproducing a lot. It was going to be the majority race, but to slow down that to put the Black men in jail and stuff, which is
how fucked is that?
Oh gosh, guys, being Black. Ooh. But
that's so fucked.
Yeah, I understand that, and I feel like I haven't really understood it to the largest extent because I'm not really in the dating scene. Like, I don't really date often, so for me I'm like, okay,
whatever.
It's because I'm not looking, you know, and I don't want
exactly. Yeah,
so when you start getting to that place of looking and wanting and no one, then you can feel like, oh crap, like why
are
we at the bottom barrel? Why are we at the bottom?
Because we're Black women and people hate Black women. But it's okay because we're
the day,
we shall rise up. Black women are like, I'm in love with Black women.
I'm in love, guys.
Wow. I'm actually like, if you don't like Black women, please text me. I want to understand. Like, genuinely, I don't want to fight with you.
No,
I just genuinely want to know why you don't like Black women or why you don't find Black women attractive. Because have you seen the flavor of Black women? Ooh, the flavor. Maybe
that's your
Listen, I'm living.
Yeah, no,
but yeah,
it's hard in these streets. But it honestly, there's hope and there's faith, and I do believe that we'll be great, guys. We are great.
We just need to be appreciated better.
Yeah, I really can't resonate with that specific thing because I'm genuinely not in a space of dating or even looking or even wanting. So I guess I'm just like, let people like who they like, but God forbid I get to the day where I can feel it and understand it. I'm just like, oh my God. Is it because I'm Black?
Yeah. Is it because I'm Black? I know. But hopefully we won't. I hope we just like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah, no, but
yeah. That's been our episode. Is there anything else you want to add, Asante?
I just want to say
before we close off
that women in general, we all have our different struggles. People of color, white, Black, being a woman in general is hard. All of you are loved and appreciated. Men, just be better. Like, I never have anything nice to say to men, to be honest, even though
I love better.
Just do better. Yeah. Just be our advocate when we can't be our own advocates. That's my problem. What are you saying behind my back? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah,
advocate when I can't speak for myself. And even if when I can, still speak for me because your voice is louder than mine. Even though I may speak louder, yours carries more weight, sir. But you know, that's okay. That was an interesting topic. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. I was just really listening and it was really just like, wow.
Very, very interesting. I think I also want to add with women, especially Black women.
Yeah.
Shoot your shots.
Do it. Oh, I don't know.
Personally, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in shooting your shots. Like, well, I personally, not that I don't believe in it, I believe it and I get it. But personally, I wouldn't, but that's like a me problem. but shoot your shots because I think women in general are very limited. Because we're always waiting for what approaches us.
Yeah.
And we choose from what has approached us. You know, and we don't, and then that's when people end up settling, whatever. But man, I think there are so many options because literally everyone is an option.
Yeah.
Because you just go and you shoot your shot with whomever you want. Whereas women, we're waiting for someone to come to us, then choose from the limited pool of the people who have come to us. So shoot your shot, girl. If you think you're cute, if you think he funny, just be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
What a guan.
What a guan.
Like, the reason I have commitment issues. Like, I'm thinking I would shoot my shot with someone back home just so that we won't be in a relationship because I'm in Canada right now.
Because wow. Don't do that. Shoot shots with people you actually want to date and who are in your vicinity or who you're okay having long distance relationships with. Shoot your shot if you're serious. Shoot your shots if you're serious about it. Those are my parting words. Please let us know how you felt about this episode. I really enjoyed the discussion and I hope you guys did as well.
And also reach out if you want to be in an episode, you know.
If you want to be in an episode, if you want to talk about something specific and you want to join, please DM us. We'd like be more than willing and more than happy to do that. Asante and I were also thinking of doing like a dilemma or like ask us type thing.
Oh yes.
So we basically will have, you can either DM us your question if you're brave, but if you're not, and we don't judge anybody
at all.
We don't. So just DM us. But if you're, we'll also do like an anonymous form. Mm-hmm. So that if you're really like worried about like disclosing who you are, and you have a dilemma, you probably should like us to give our very educated advice. we want to do that and we'd love to, because we just want to get more connected with you guys and become more of a community. So just stay in touch. Please keep rating us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Please also leave like an actual like comment rating. We've seen a couple and that's like really dope.
So cute. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for being our fan base. Thank you for listening to us. I keep on saying fan base. It's just a thing. Thank you just for listening to us. You guys are actually our friends, funny enough. So thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I am one of your hosts, Asante. And I just stopped there. Did you hear me?
And I have been your other host, Charity Mudikwa. Bye.
Bye.